Now, last week on the show, we met Mr. Ireland and Mr. Gay Ireland. So keeping with the beauty, that's not me whistling. So keeping with the beauty contest theme.
Oh, yeah.
Today we hear from Miss Teen International UN.
Yes.
I have to say, Brenda, I never heard of this competition before.
No, me neither.
Courtney Sheridan from Bracknell County Offaly has just returned from Jamaica with the World Teen title. As life returns to normal for Courtney, Brenda went along to her home this morning and met Courtney and her family before she headed off to school. So you had an early start.
I had a very early start in County Offaly this morning. And like any household, Courtney's the youngest of three, so she's a brother Dale and an older brother Jamie. It's a busy household. Lunches, school uniforms, getting the bags ready, changing, getting the right school books to bring in. Go, 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 go. Head off, get the school bus, into school. So very busy. But I thought, I have to go down and meet her because, you know, we're all into world titles if we can get them in this country. And we love to, you know, cheer. But this is one that was a surprise to me. First of all, that it exists. But secondly, that an Irish girl has won it. And I don't mean girl. She's actually a 15-year-old teenager. Absolutely beautiful. There should be some pics on the Mooney website of her if you want to see her with her crown and her sash and all her glory.
Well done, Courtney.
But she went over. She won the Irish Heat of it, which was on a hotel, and there was about 15 teenagers went for it. And this particular competition, it's Miss Teen International UN. So you've got a United Nations link to it, because whoever wins has to become a teen ambassador for their chosen charity.
So there's an educational aspect.
Absolutely.
Oh, all right. Okay,
so it's
cool.
Beauty, brains, and it's all of that. So it's not quite the kiddie pageants that people get all up in arms about when they see little girls with lipstick on them and, you know, highlights in their hair and tans and all that, and they're only 5, 6, 7 kind of age. So it's not quite that. However, Courtney went over. She represented her county, her school, her friends, her family in Jamaica, and she won the title. And it was a rigorous couple of days where she had to go for interviews, and there was various different closed sections, and they were judged all the time. Now, when this was on, just a link to what you were talking about earlier, Sandy was on, and some of the contestants couldn't make the final because
really?
They were coming into Jamaica via New York.
Oh, of course.
So that reduced the number. You know, maybe in a way it was kind of good for I know this is a weird thing to say, but in a way for Courtney, you know, not everybody made it. Not saying that she wouldn't have won hands down
anyway.
But, you know, she's very keen to mention that that was on at the time when the competition itself was absolutely, it was on.
So she's a modest
Very humble
person.
Very sweet girl, and of course a very beautiful young lady. And I was down in her house, as I said, and it was all gold this morning. First I talked to her, I talked to her mum, I talked to her brother Jamie, who's really cool, and I talked to her BFF, which is our best friend forever, and that's Amber. But we'll start off with the very beautiful World Teen Queen UN, Courtney Sheridan.
Well, it's the United Nations International Pageant. It is hosted in Jamaica, and it was on 2 weeks ago. We had different sections to do. First we had to do interviews, and then we had to learn a dance, and then we went in our national costume and they talked about us, and then we went in fashion wear, then sportswear, then evening wear.
God, I'm exhausted already just listening to that. Is it different from kind of the beauty pageants that we see for kind of children and preteens and teenagers that are on the television, and people have such strong opinions about doing up their children and parading them on the stage like that?
Yeah, it's not as glitzy because I didn't wear any fake tan or fake eyelashes or fake nails. So I went kind of more natural because the most of the girls were tan already. So that was my advantage. So I stood out more. And then it's more about personality because girls can be different behind stage. So the judges were always judging you all week.
And have you done any other beauty pageants like that before as a child?
No, this was my first pageant to ever enter. It was my first thing to do anything like this.
And you won it?
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Tell us about winning it then and getting the crown and everything.
Well, we're all on stage, and first they call it the runner-up Miss Teen Jamaica, and then they said the winner, and it was me, and I could not believe it. My heart was pounding, and it was when they put the crown on my head, I couldn't believe it.
Why do you think you won?
I think it was because I was myself and I was just natural and I didn't put, like, act fake or anything. I was just myself.
Obviously you won because of that, but it's a bigger package as well. You have to look the part. Was there much effort in looking the part, Courtney?
Well, I bought some dresses and my cousin lended me a dress. The dress I wore for the final was a bright red one and I had my hair down curly for it, and there was makeup artists there, so they did my makeup.
I don't want to delay you because I know you've school. What have you on first this morning?
Well, I've art and then maths.
So what did they make of you in school and your friends?
Well, the school was very nice. I went in and everybody in my school was in the gym, and then after my principal, Mr. Murphy, called me up and he got my crown and sash and placed it on my head in front of everyone.
Were you mortal?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he was making announcements about congratulating me and he had it up on the big screen.
Any boyfriends who can now say, I'm actually going out with Miss Teen World?
No, there's not.
Definitely not?
No.
Okay, well, you keep it that way. And Courtney, for yourself, what does this title mean? Do you know what you want to do in the future?
Well, I don't know what I'm going to do in the future yet, but this has opened so many doors for me and I've been invited to events. And right now I'm with a model agency, Rebecca de Havilland. So hopefully in the future I can do some modelling work.
Tell me about trying to come home with the crown.
Well, we weren't going expecting to win and we had loads of dresses, so our suitcases were packed. So I had to wear it in the airport.
The crown?
Yeah, and when I was coming out from Dublin, I was wearing my crown and all my family were there with banners and signs, and they were just so, like, everyone was waiting for me. And then they threw a party, so when I came home to my house, they had a cake, the whole house was had banners in it, and everyone was there.
You're Miss Teen World, UN, United Nations. How does that work with your title?
Well, after the pageant, I wanted to get involved in charity work, and the charity that I've chosen is Suicide Aware. One of my friends was affected by this. I want there to be counsellors and people that children can talk to 24/7, because nowadays adults, they don't really listen to teenagers, and I'd like if that there was people that they could talk to 24/7.
So that's your United Nations part of it. You're going to lobby and do your best for that.
Yeah, I'm going to raise as much money as I can for my charity.
But right now I'm holding you up for school. Have you got your lunch?
Yeah, my ma's going to leave my money on the table so I can get my food in the canteen.
Okay. Speaking of your mother, she's over here. Tracy.
Hi, Brenda. How are
you? You were over in Jamaica.
I was, yeah, it was great. It went very well, and I kind of knew myself that Courtney was doing well because she was quite popular over there.
And how do you feel as her mum? You know, she's in a model agency. I'm sure there's a lot of to-ing and fro-ing on your part as a result.
I'm always on the road, always. But I don't mind. If it's what she wants to do, so if it's what she wants to do, I'm happy to go along with it.
When her name was called out on the stage that the winner of Miss Teen World UN is Miss Ireland, how did you feel?
I nearly died, because when the runner-up was called out, I said, right, this is it. She either has to win or she's not going to come anywhere. And then when they called out her name, I was just dumbfounded, you know. I think the man beside me, I think I boxed him or something. I got that excited, you know. And then I just rang her daddy straight away, and sure, then he rang everybody and rang my mother, and her mammy rang the whole world, I think. With this, she might get a little bit of backbiting, but she doesn't care. She's going to take it, and I've told her that, like, she probably will get a bit of bullying and that. Just take it on the head. It's what she wants to do, and if it's what she wants to do, go ahead and do it.
Now that she's 15 and she's trying to combine, I presume, school with this big title that she has and charity work that she has to undertake. Do you worry about her? Do you have moments where you think, is it all too much? Or
no, not really. If I thought it was getting too much, I would put a stop to it. But no, I don't think so. Courtney's fairly grounded. She knows what she's into. So no, she's took it on. So she'll go and she'll do her best with it anyway. That's all I can say.
All right, Tracy, thanks very much. I know you're busy there getting stuff ready, so I'll let you off. All right.
Great. Thanks a million, Brenda.
Oh, somebody else is coming down for breakfast here, Courtney. Who's this?
Oh, this is my brother, Jamie. I'm surprised he's up this early.
Oh, how old is Jamie?
He's 19.
Okay. Hi, Jamie.
Well, how are you going?
Right. Miss Teen World International, whatever. What do you think?
I think it's dreadful altogether. Sure, I woke up the morning that she won it and I had about 20 texts off all the boys slagging me and this and that, sure. They knew before I did, I think.
Mm. But you must be proud of her a little bit.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. So what do your friends think that your sister is Miss Teen UN International? They must be wanting to hang out with you a bit more.
I don't really think you want to know now what they're saying. Ah, it's grand though, it's only harmless, like.
Yeah.
But I think it's good as well, everyone does really, don't they?
But you go on, tell her you're proud of her before she goes to school.
Corny, I'm proud of you and I'll get to school.
Someone at the door here.
Well, Courtney, are you ready for school?
Yeah, let me get my bag.
Hiya, who's this, Courtney?
Oh, this is my friend Amber.
And you go to school together every morning, is that right?
Yeah, she just lives down the road from me.
Are you bestie friendies, Amber?
Oh, God, yeah, since we were in baby school.
And Amber, what do you think of your BFF being Miss Teen World UN?
Ah, sure, it's brilliant. Sure, she deserves it more than anyone else.
Why do you say that?
Because she put a lot of effort into it. She never goes out without any makeup or anything like that. And she's always done up to last. And she always does her best to look good.
How did you feel when you heard she won it?
I was delighted to know that I've got a friend that went so far and that, like, could do everyone proud.
It's a bit nippy this morning. You're getting the bus to school, is that right?
That's right.
And you're going Miss Teen World UN. Is that a bit weird?
Well, like, just knowing that, like, she's famous now, basically. And then, like, it hasn't changed her one bit at all. She's still the same Courtney. And, like, I don't think anything would change her.
Amber, come on, we're going to be late for the bus. You're embarrassing me.
Right. Courtney, Miss Teen United Nations International, it's lovely to meet you. And, of course, your friend Amber. Get your bags, you'll be late for the bus. And all your lovely family, the best of luck and wear that crown well and enjoy your year.
Thank you.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful, it's true.
I have this picture of Courtney and Amber heading off to school this morning. Best friends forever, BFF.
Yeah, absolutely, in their kind of light blue jumpers and tartan skirts. And one of them is Miss Teen World. And I'd say they'll be friends forever, as they say. But we wish Courtney the best of luck. And she did bring a world title home to Ireland. And of course, very importantly, to Offaly.
Absolutely, the fateful county. So well done, Amber. Well done, Offaly. Congratulations, Courtney Sheridan.